This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Landslides in Mugri and Humla claim 12 lives. 13 people go missing in Calicut landslide. Nepal stresses green hydrogen production and trade amidst Nepal Green Hydrogen Summit. And US condemns brutal Russian strikes on Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Landslides in Mugri and Humla claimed 12 lives yesterday. Mugri police said the landslide triggered by the incessant rainfall at Chayanath Rara Municipality 11 in Mugri killed 8 people. Police added that 5 persons were injured in the landslide and undergoing treatment at a local hospital. Likewise, 4 people died after a landslide buried a house at Chokhili Rural Municipality in Humla. Karnali Province Police Office Sukhit informed that 5 persons were injured in the landslide, while 2 of the injured were in critical condition. The incessant rainfall has largely affected the normal life in Calicut, Jhansarkot, Jumla, Mugu, Humla and Sukhet districts in Karnali Province. A search operation is underway for the 13 people who reportedly went missing in a landslide triggered by incessant rainfall at Tilagufa Municipality 4 in Calicut. Chief District Officer Ram Hari Sharma said the missing ones were among the 53 people who were attending the funeral of a local person on Saturday. At CDO Sharma said 13 people are suspected to have been swept away by the landslide down to the Tila River. More than 800 families have been displaced in Bardia due to the flooding caused by the swollen Karnali River following incessant rainfall. Mayor of Rajapur Municipality, Deepesh Chaudhary, said as many as 800 households in Rajapur Municipality and Girua Rural Municipality had been inundated. He added that the families have been evacuated to a safer place. Meanwhile, Home Minister Balakrishna Khand has directed the concerned districts and subordinate bodies to carry out prompt rescue, relief and resettlement efforts for the victims of rain-induced disasters. The Green Nepal Hydrogen Summit kicked off in Kathmandu yesterday. Inaugurating the summit, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pompa Bhusal said Nepal has abundant potential for green hydrogen production and its export. Minister Bhusal further said Nepal could take a lead in the production and trade of green hydrogen in the world. Minister Bhusal has added that efforts to transform water resources into hydrogen and green hydrogen were issues of high gravity in terms of Nepal's economic prosperity and ecological safety. Also addressing the summit, Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma said the development and use of green hydrogen is the best way to address the global crisis caused by climate change and to minimize carbon emissions. Minister Sharma stated that Nepal could sell hydrogen and ammonia and the time has come for it to see new technology and expand investment in the sector. A technical team of the European Union has made a positive observation about Nepal's aviation safety following an audit of Nepal's entire aviation safety sector. A technical operation team of European Aviation Safety Agency of the EU arrived in Nepal and carried out the audit from the 7th to 9th of October. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal said the 3-member technical team of the agency is scheduled to submit its report to Nepal on the 28th of October. The Election Commission has urged all the concerned sites to comply with the Election Code of Conduct. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia said all the concerned ones, including voters, could file complaints in the commission if cases of violation of the code of conduct were found. Meantime, the Election Commission has urged the candidates to include the election-related expenses done on social media in the election expenditure detail. Communication and Information Technology Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says federal and provincial elections scheduled for the 20th of November will be held in a free and fair environment. Talking to journalists in Sunsari yesterday, Minister Karki, who is also the government spokesperson, expressed the belief that the country would move ahead on the path of development, prosperity and good governance after the upcoming elections. Foreign Secretary Bharadwaj Podel and Ambassador of Italy to Nepal, Vincenzo De Luca, signed a memorandum of understanding on the establishment of a bilateral consultation mechanism between the two foreign ministries yesterday. Nepal's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said in its Twitter post, that mechanism would be an important platform for dialogue on a regular basis between the ministries. The ministry added that it would further enhance bilateral relations and promote areas of cooperation between Nepal and Italy. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Russia has been widely condemned after bombarding cities across Ukraine, including launching missile strikes on the center of Kyiv for the first time. The U.S. said brutal attacks had hit non-military targets and promised ongoing military aid, including advanced air defense systems. U.S. President Joe Biden said the attacks demonstrated the utter brutality of Putin's illegal war. Likewise, the European Union said a war crime had been committed, while European Commission's President Ursula von der Leyen said Russia stood for terror and brutality. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres said he was deeply shocked. At least 14 people were killed and scores more were injured, officials said. The UN General Assembly is holding an emergency meeting following Russia's latest attacks. North Korea says its recent barrage of missile launches were simulation of a nuclear attack on the South. It comes as intelligence suggests North Korea is preparing to hold its first nuclear weapon test in 5 years. In recent weeks, Pyongyang has launched 7 sets of missiles in response to recent U.S. and South Korea drills. On Monday, North Korean state media published extensive reports claiming the missiles were designed to carry tactical nuclear weapons. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of Province 1, Lumini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Paschim Province, and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. Now the weather report of the Kathmandu Valley recorded in the last 24 hours. Minimum temperature 16.4 degrees Celsius, maximum temperature 26.6 degrees Celsius, humidity this morning 94%. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Landslides in Mugu and Humla claim 12 lives. 13 people go missing in Calicut landslide. Nepal stresses green hydrogen production and trade amidst Nepal Green Hydrogen Summit. And U.S. condemns brutal Russian strikes on Ukraine. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 2 p.m. today. Stay tuned and have a good day.